الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Wassalatu wassalamu ala sayyidina wa maulana Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa man tabi'ahum bi ihsanin ila yawmiddin. Faqad qala Allahu tabaraka wa ta'ala fi al-Qur'anil Majid wal Furqanil Hamid ba'da'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Subhanalladhi asra bi 'abdihi laylan minal masjidil haram ila al-masjidil aqsa alladhi barakna hawlahu linuriyahu min ayatina. Wa qala ta'ala: Kam min fi'atin qalilatin ghalabat fi'atan kathiratan bi'idhnillah. Respected ulama, elders and brothers, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. First and foremost, we have to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this great ni'mah of iman which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed in our hearts. The ulama write that if a person spends his entire life in ibadah, in appreciation of this ni'mah of iman which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed in his heart, then too it will not suffice. So how fortunate are we that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made us from the ummah of the best of mankind, and that is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And you should be extremely appreciative to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this. That is why our ulama advise that daily we should try and make 2 rakat shukr namaz, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with this ni'mah of iman. And the value of one atom of this iman is such that even that believer who will enter last into Jannah, that he has one atom of iman in his heart, after going through a cleansing period in hellfire, he will enter into a Jannah which is 10 times the size of this world. A Jannah which is 10 times the size of this world. This is due to the fact that he had one atom or one iota of iman in his heart. So merciful Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. Now if you have to look at the current situation which is going throughout the world, and perhaps over the past 35, 36 days in every masjid, this topic has been spoken about, that what the Muslims in Palestine, what they are going through, the atrocities, the difficulties, the oppression that our Muslim brothers and sisters are going through in the Mubarak lands. We know as the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we have a heartfelt attachment to Palestine, to Masjidul Aqsa. And this was Masjidul Aqsa itself, 40 years after the Kaaba being the first house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on this earth, the next 40 years after that, Masjidul Aqsa was built. And it was the first Qibla of the Muslims. And it comes in one hadith that Sayyidina Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu says that Masjidul Aqsa is the land of the Anbiya. And the inhabitants of this land was the Anbiya. And not a handspan of Palestine, not a handspan was empty that an angel had set foot on that particular land. So this is the Mubarak lands of Masjidul Aqsa. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions الَّذِي بَارَأْنَا حَوْلَهُ, that al-Isra wal-Mi'raj, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's ascension to the heavens took place from Masjid al-Aqsa. الَّذِي بَارَأْنَا حَوْلَهُ, the precincts of Masjid al-Aqsa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed immense barakah in it. And also it comes that this is the place of mahshar and manshar, that this is the place of gathering, and it will be the place, al-Sham will be the place of resurrection as well. Now no person can tolerate that in his own house, in his own business, on land which he owns, that people can just come in there and do whatever they want, usurp his property, usurp his rights, usurp his belongings. This cannot be tolerated by any person who owns a particular land. So how can the people of Palestine be expected not to resist when for so many years their land has been usurped, they have been removed from their homes, their daughters have been taken away from them, their lives have been taken away from them, their businesses have been destroyed. These people cannot expect to just sit idle. There will definitely be a resistance from the Muslims who are there. And this resistance is in fact a notable thing. This is something which is commendable, that they resist for the protection of their lands, for the protection of their property. And more importantly, they resist for the protection of Masjid al-Aqsa. And this is this is from the aspects of deen, that a person will stand, the people will stand, and they will resist against oppression, they will resist against the land of Masjid al-Aqsa being taken away from them. I was listening to a clip from Hazrat Maulana Yunus Patel, rahmatullah alayhi, approximately said this about 20 years ago, that the situation which the people are going through in Gaza is because of the collaboration of the Ummah with the Yahud, with the Jews, and that is why the atrocities are being met out against our Muslim brothers, our Muslim sisters, our Muslim mothers and children in the lands of Al-Ghazza. These people, they have been going through such atrocities, while the world turns a blind eye to it, the Muslim leaders turn a blind eye to it, nobody is prepared to do anything, whilst the Muslim community in general, we are aggrieved We are upset. Our hearts are broken because of what is going through, what the people in Palestine are going through. And had it not been for borders which are imposed, then every single one of us would have had this desire to go to Palestine and to help our suffering Muslims. But a blind eye has been turned by those who are the neighboring countries of Palestine upon the Palestinian people. And even we should not be deceived by those who claim to be supporting the Palestinians. The country of Iran, which is their claim to be supporting the Palestinians, thus their claims, their bombastic speeches, which has been there for the past 30-35 years. But what have they done to assist the Palestinians up to today? They have done nothing. In fact, that very same group who claims outwardly in media outlets that they are assisting the Muslims, they are the very same group who is joining hands with the Russian regime, with the Bashar Assad regime, with the regime of Syria, in taking the lives of innocent Syrian people today as we speak in Idlib. So these people, we can never expect them to assist the Muslims. However, we should not become despondent, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching whatever is happening. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving these leaders an opportunity to show their strength and to show their might, to see whether these people will stand up and come to assist the Muslims, to see whether these people will pass the test, to see whether these people will come to the forefront and assist their Muslim brothers and sisters. Similarly, we should not expect the West and whatever bodies they have founded to come to the assistance of the Muslims. It will be foolish of us to expect these organizations to come and assist the Palestinians. We know Al-Kufru Millatun Wahida, that the disbelievers are like one body when it comes to being against Islam. So if you look at what is happening in the Palestinian lands, daily approximately 500, 600 people are losing their lives. And yet, nobody has come to their assistance. No Western countries has come to their assistance. As the President of Turkey mentioned the other day in his speech, that when the incident of Charlie Hebdo happened, then 29 people lost their lives, the entire world was up in arms. But here, daily people are losing their lives, nobody is saying anything. Our brothers and Muslims and sisters, children are losing their lives. Hazrat Mulana was mentioning in his bayan that mothers are laying dead in the streets, their children are laying upon them thinking that their mothers are alive and they are going to give them milk. But they have not realized that their mothers have passed away and returned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So their condition is such that those who have lost their lives, they will receive their rewards by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are martyrs in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They have passed their test. They have met their Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a condition where they have passed away as shaheed. But what are we doing as Muslims? What is the solution to the problems which we are facing as a Muslim ummah? And what can we do from the place that we are in? We cannot physically go there and assist our Muslim brothers. But what can we do to change the condition of the ummah? Now, it is very easy to march in the streets, take out placards, and we're not saying there's no place for this, but if you are marching in a condition where parda has not been upheld, our women are parading in the streets, this will not attract the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In fact, this will attract the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala if the laws of parda, the laws of hijab are being broken and we are going to show support in these type of manners. Boycotting has its place to try and economically break down a country. This has its place. But this also is a secondary measure. The primary measure is that each and every Muslim should ask himself the question that, am I leading a life which is in obedience to the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And when we lead lives which are in obedience to the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we will see change. Then every person, when he sees in his own heart that how much of the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala I am fulfilling, and how much those things which are there, those laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala which are there, that they should not be broken, how much of those laws am I breaking? That when this comes into our life, this consciousness comes into our life, that I need to fix myself. I need to fix my relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then we will see change, in the world. And we have weapons. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, as we are sitting here in this masjid, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us weapons to use. We know with regards to the condition of the ummah, it is not such that people are suffering in Palestine and Syria and all the different Muslim countries, and we are not contributing to that. We are not contributing. The Quran Kareem mentions, وَمَا أَصَابَكُم مِّن مُصِيبَةٍ فَبِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِيكُمْ, that whatever difficulty befalls the ummah, it is because of that which the Muslim ummah earns with his own hands. ظَهَرَ الْفَسَادُ فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ بِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِي النَّاسِ, that fasad, anarchy throughout the world, the lands, the seas, is bima kasabat aydin nas, is because of man's own actions. Man's own actions is such that is contrary to the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thereby, instead of bringing the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descends. So based on our a'mal, similar conditions will come upon us. A'malukum ummalukum, that our a'mal will be our leaders. If our a'mal is correct, it is in conformity with the sharia, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will place upon us such leaders who will have mercy upon mankind. And if our a'mal is incorrect, if you are engaged in all the wrong things, then such leaders will be placed upon us, who will be tyrant rulers, who will be oppressors, and they will usurp the rights of the believers. That is why it is very important for each one of us to see our own a'mal, to judge ourselves, that what is my relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Is my relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala correct? There was a Jewish supplier to a very big Muslim businessman, and this was many years ago, and he was saying to this Muslim businessman that the topic came out on Palestine. And he told, the Jewish person is telling this Muslim businessman that we are not worried of the Muslim people until they fill their masjid for Fajr Salah. We are not worried. The Muslim people can do whatever they want. They can take whatever other measures they want. But we as Jews will not become concerned. It will not worry us until the Muslims fill their masjids for Fajr Salah. So this is a Jewish person telling a Muslim person that until you people do not come and fix up your salah, your a'mal, then we are not worried. So our solution lies in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That the more obedient we become to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more good a'mal we do, the more Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will change the conditions. And we must realize that everything in this world, economics, whatever it may be, the real controller of everything in this world is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Governments are there, they have their place. Leaders are there, they have their place. But the real controller of everything in this world is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we have this great weapon of dua. If the situation which our Palestinian brothers, Muslim sisters are going through in this world has not yet ringed alarm bells to us in our personal capacities that our lives do not change, then there is something seriously wrong with us. And I speak of myself, we have to question ourselves that is the situation going, what the situation that is throughout the world, have I changed my life? That so many people are losing their lives on a daily basis. And we must not think that we are safe in the country that we are in. The entire world at the moment is on a time bomb, is on a knife edge. Overnight Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can change conditions. Overnight Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can cause an earthquake to come. Overnight Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can cause a war to come where everything that we will have of this dunya can be lost. And our entire lives will be changed. So therefore, the real controller of everything is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we have this unbelievable, underused weapon of dua. That if this the time has come for us to really change our lives. That so many Muslim mothers, sisters, fathers, children are being massacred. And this does not affect our hearts. That yes, one, it emotionally affects us. That when you see these conditions that they are going through, it breaks us inside. We tear, we cry. That this is the condition that the plight of the Muslim ummah. But how have I changed? How have I come closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? All these things which are happening are signs that the end of time is coming closer and closer. That the time of the Mahdi, the time of Dajjal is approaching closer and closer. And the time is coming very fast where the end of time is coming. But am I preparing for the end of time? Have I changed my life? Is my salah, have I now fixed up my salah, my dealings with the next person? Am I engaged in correct dealings with my family at home, with my children, in my business? Is my dealings pure? And one alim very beautifully mentioned that when this ummah does not sacrifice its sleep and its luxuries for salah, and when this ummah does not sacrifice that interest dealings, haram dealings, instead of pure dealings, and when this ummah does not sacrifice the luxurious life of the West for the ways of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the sunnah ways of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then what right does this ummah have to complain of the plight that it's going through? That each one of us can question ourselves. One alim, senior alim of our country mentioned that if you want to know how deep waters we are as far as our deen is concerned, on an individual level, then I must ask myself that my daily salah, my farad salah, am I reading it with jama'ah? And we know that Fajr Salah is 4 rakats. Isha Salah is 17 rakats. Maghrib Salah is 7 rakats. Asr Salah 8 rakats. Zohar Salah is 12 rakats. We must ask ourselves a question that how many of us are reading our full daily Salah? That with our Sunnah, with our Nafil Salah, with our Farad Salah, and that will give us an answer to myself. that how deep waters I am in as far as practical deen is, as far as practical deen, the implementation of practical deen is in my life. And this every person can see for himself and will notice that what sort of progress can I make as far as my deen is concerned. So the solution is that we turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Atrocities, this will continue happening till Qiyamah. Difficulties, they will continue coming upon the Ummah till Qiyamah. But the Ummah must not become despondent. We have this great weapon of dua. Wake up daily early in the morning, tahajjud salah. Really the time that the Ummah is going through, it is almost a necessity for us to wake up for tahajjud salah. Make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Cry in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for our misdeeds, our shortcomings. Make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, oh Allah, conditions lie in your hands. Oh Allah, you change our condition. You make us become closer to you. You make us become obedient to your commandments. And when we become obedient to the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will cause our conditions to change. Also, during this time, we must not become affected by propaganda and we must not become demotivated. That as believers, we must always have hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can change any condition. There are different propaganda which is out there on news items which are out there which cause propaganda, but we need to be careful where we take our information from. And we should not become despondent because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can change anything. If you have to look at the situation in Israel, their morale has been completely broken of the Jews because now they cannot find those people who are standing up and defending Masjidul Aqsa, who are defending the lands of Palestine. So now they are going on a haywire and they're bombing the hospitals, they're bombing the ambulances, they're bombing innocent civilians because their morale has been completely broken. So we should not become despondent. In fact, we should draw courage and our iman should now go on to the next level. And we should look at those a'mal which build our iman and we should become closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Use this opportunity in anything which happens in the world and in our personal lives. There's always certain aspects which we have to make lessons which we can learn and we can take lessons to make our personal own reformation. So what is happening in this world, important lessons we can learn. We should not place our hope in the West. We should not place our hopes in people who do not have any deen in them. People who do not subscribe to the oneness, to the tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who do not have the same aqidah as us. We cannot have hopes in them to assist the Muslims. And another important lesson we can learn from the situation which is going throughout the world is that we need to change as Muslims, every single one of us, on an individual basis, that how can I become closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How can I become a better Muslim? How can my business dealings with the next person become better? And inshallah, if we bring this into our lives, then we will see that on an individual level we will change, our homes will become homes which will be changing, our masjid will become a community which is changing when we draw closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when we do those things which are in obedience to the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and thereby community by community, masjid by masjid, people by people, we will change on a small level, on a micro level, and then on a macro level as well, we will change. And that is how the ummah will become one united ummah, is that when we all become obedient to the commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, without any compromise in any of the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the suffering of our Palestinian Muslim brothers and sisters, children who are suffering throughout the world, all wherever they are. The Muslims who are suffering, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala change their condition. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala change my condition first, the condition of every one of us. Give us this realization that the time has come for every one of us to change, to become closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The verse of the Quran Kareem, أَلَمْ يَأْنِنِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَن تَشَّعَ قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. Has the time not come for the believers, for their hearts to tremble out of the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to become close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can change our conditions for the better. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant me and one and all the tawfiq to practice.
JazakumAllah khairan to Munad Rahman Saloji, head of the Santan Hifz Academy, also in charge of the Maktab Madrasa at the Santan Masjid, and delivers daily tafsir at Masjid Duha in Santan. Allah Ta'ala accept the words that were said, make it a means of alleviating the plight and difficulty of the Ummah in different parts of the world, inshaAllah Ta'ala. Make it a means of our salvation on the day of Qiyamah, that every one of us turns to Allah Ta'ala with sincere tawbah, istighfar, rectifying our lives, keeping our masajid alive, bringing deen in its entirety alive, as we have heard. Honorable guests delivering very valuable advice this morning as well. In this regard, inshallah, from this weekend, this Friday onwards, from Asr onwards today, tomorrow, until Sunday Fajr, very important program at Darul Uloom Zakaria. Very senior alim of the Ummah, Sayyid Mufti Mukhtar al-Din Sahib, Hafizahullah, during his itikaf in Ramadan in northern Pakistan, in excess of 100,000 people, Sunnah and Nafal itikaf take benefit. Allah has given us this great opportunity, inshallah, to program from this evening, tomorrow, as well as Sunday morning at Darul Ulum Zakaria. Let's try and take the maximum benefit. Islah, advices for our own Islam and reformation will be given, inshallah. I will request, inshallah, once again that we open up our hearts, donate as generously as possible. We donate, spend for the house of Allah, for the pleasure of Allah. One of the means of cooling the anger of Allah and drawing the mercy is to spend for the sake of Allah. And what a noble opportunity is to spend on the house of Allah Ta'ala.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله الحمد لله العليم الخبير المتقن نظام العالم بلا معين ونصير فسبحان الله الذي حكمته بالغة وعلمه غزير ونعمه واصلة إلى كل صغير وكبير ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له في نقير ولا قطمير ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله الذي هدانا بكتاب منير ودعانا إلى الله بالإنذار والتبشير صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه ما دامت الكواكب تسير أما بعد فإن ترجمة عقيدة أهل السنة في كلمتي شهادة التي هي إحدى مباني الإسلام فمعنى الكلمة الأولى أن الله تعالى هو المبدع للعالم الواحد الأحد القديم الحي القادر العليم السميع البصير الشاكر المريد الكاتب للمقادير ليس كمثله شيء ولا يخرج من علمه وقدرته شيء وهو الأعلى وهو العزيز الحكيم ومعنى الكلمة الثانية أن محمدا عبده ورسوله وأنه صادق في جميع ما جاء به من الأخبار والأحكام وأن القرآن كلام الله تعالى وكل من الكتب والرسل والملائكة حق والمعراج حق وكرامة الأولياء حق والصحابة كلهم عدول وسؤال القبر حق والبعث حق والوزن حق والكتاب حق والحساب حق والحوض حق والصراط حق والشفاعة حق ورؤية الله تعالى حق والجنة حق والنار حق وهما باقيتان لا تفنيان ولا يفنى أهلهما أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا آمنوا بالله ورسوله والكتاب الذي نزل على رسوله والكتاب الذي أنزل من قبل ومن يكفر بالله وملائكته وكتبه ورسله واليوم الآخر فقد ضل ضلالا بعيدا الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له نشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا أما بعد فإني أوصيكم بتقوى الله والمواظبة على ذكر الله ألا خير الكلام كلام الله وأحسن الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة bid'ah wa kullu bid'atin dalalah wa kullu dalalatin fin nar man ata'a Allah wa rasulahu faqad rashad wa man ya'si Allah wa rasulahu faqad ghawa rabbana ighfir lana wal ikhwanina alladhina sabaquna bil iman wa la taj'al fi qulubina ghillan lil ladhina amanu rabbana innaka ra'ufur rahim allahumma amtir shabiba ridwanika 'ala as-sabiqin al-awwalin min al-muhajirin wal ansar wal ladhina tabi'uhum bi ihsan khususan 'ala al-khulafa'i ar-rashidin al-mahdiyyin abi bakr wa umar wa uthman wa 'ali allahumma irda 'anhum 'an as-sahabati ajma'in خصوصا عن معاوية وعن بنات النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم الطاهرات زينب ورقية وأم كلثوم وفاطمة وعن أزواجه خصوصا عن خديجة وعائشة وحفصة رضوان الله تعالى عليهم أجمعين اللهم أيدي الإسلام وأنصاره وذل الشرك وأشراره اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى واجعل آخرتنا خيرا من الأولى اللهم انصر من نصر دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم واجعلنا منهم واخذل من خذل دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ولا تجعلنا منهم عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله العلي العظيم يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله تعالى أعلى وأولى وأعز وجل وتم وهم وعظم وأكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون Just fill in all the gaps inshallah, straighten the surfs. Make sure that you are standing shoulder to shoulder.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
Standing shoulder to shoulder, and no gaps in between. Allahu Akbar. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, Malik Yawm Al-Din, Iyaka Na'budu Wa Iyaka Nasta'een. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين يسبح للسماوات وما في الأرض الملك القدوس العزيز الحكيم هو الذي بعث في الأميين رسولا منهم يتلو عليهم آياته ويزكيهم ويعلمهم الكتاب والحكمة وإن كانوا من قبل لفي ضلال مبين وآخرين منهم لما يلحقوا بهم وهو العزيز الحكيم ذلك فضل الله يؤتيه من يشاء والله ذو الفضل العظيم مثل الذين حملوا التوراة ثم لم يحملوها كمثل الحمار يحمل أسفارا بئس مثل القوم الذين كذبوا بآيات الله والله لا يهدي القوم الظالمين قل يا أيها الذين هادوا إن زعمتم أنكم أولياء لله من دون الناس فتمنوا الموت إن كنتم صادقين ولا يتمنونه أبدا بما قدمت أيديهم والله عليم بالظالمين قل إن الموت الذي تفرون منه فإنه ملاقيكم ثم تردون إلى عالم الغيب والشهادة فينبئكم بما كنتم تعملون الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, Malik Yawm Al-Din, Iyaka Na'budu Wa Iyaka Nasta'in. Ihdina As-Sirata Al-Mustaqim, Sirata Al-Ladhina An'amta Alayhim, Ghayri Al-Maghdubi Alayhim, Wala Al-Dallin. يا أيها الذين آمنوا إذا نودي للصلاة من يوم الجمعة فاسعوا إلى ذكر الله وذروا البيع ذلكم خير لكم إن كنتم تعلمون فإذا قضيت الصلاة فانتشروا في الأرض وابتغوا من فضل الله وابتغوا من فضل الله واذكروا الله كثيرا لعلكم تفلحون وإذا رأوا تجارة أو لهوا انفضوا إليها وتركوك قائما قل ما عند الله خير من اللهو ومن التجارة والله خير الرازقين الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا مولانا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان وأمتنا على الإيمان واحشرنا يوم القيامة مع المتقين مع الإيمان اللهم حبب إلينا الإيمان وزينه في قلوبنا وكره إلينا الكفر والفسوق والنسيان واجعلنا من الراشدين اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا اللهم اغفر لأمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم ارحم أمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم فرج عنا وفرج عن أمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم انصر المسلمين في كل مكان اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين اللهم ارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين
اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا مولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.